Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, we don't know much about the blind man Bartimaeus in Scripture other than that he'd been blind from birth and that he would try to capture the hearts and the generosity of the Galilean Jews that were on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, and they did that three times a year. The law dictated that a disabled man in the ancient world was totally dependent on others for charity and for guidance and protection. Now, the people who had the means to make a pilgrimage would feel a compulsion to give as they passed blind Bartimaeus. They had pity or empathy or compassion, maybe even an obligation to the rule of law, but all that is on the surface of the story. This story is not about a single man born with blindness. Bartimaeus is the only physically blind man in the story, but almost everyone else is spiritually blind. They don't recognize who Jesus really is, and they don't understand what Jesus can really do for them. So Bartimaeus wants his sight restored, and that will happen. But Jesus heals him in a way that teaches everyone about spiritual blindness. A figurative way that Jesus defined the lost and the hopeless condition of sin-filled people, just like me and you, anybody that's apart from Jesus. Spiritual blindness is when we don't see Jesus for who he is, especially his ability to give us peace, power, direction, healing, and deliverance. Spiritual blindness happens when our hearts become hardened to him. It's like a cataract over our spiritual eyes, bitterness, rebellion. I have to stop in the middle of the list because it just breaks my heart because it describes me. It's like pride can keep us from seeing God clearly. And to top it all off, the whole time we've got an enemy who's working to keep us blinded as well. But thanks be to God who gives us a special gift of his grace through the new birth. You can find that in John 3:3. And by seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, where you can see that in 2 Corinthians 4:4. And if we want to be spiritually healed by Jesus, we have to be willing to ask the difficult questions like, what cataracts have grown over my spiritual eyes? Or how has what I've been doing blinded me from seeing and experiencing God's best for me? If you want to see things differently, then you have to do things differently. You're not going to be a new you and see what God has for you unless you make some adjustments. And I'm going to invite you today to make a short list of some things you need to drop out of your life so that you can see Christ more clearly. The doctor tells me that I have cataracts in both of my eyes, but in my left eye, it is becoming more and more prevalent. I get tired, and by the mid to late afternoon, kind of the peripheral vision out of my left eye is almost gone. That cataract is clouding my vision. The best way for me to do that is to eliminate that cataract. And you know, today, they can actually slide a lens into your retina and you'll be able to not have to wear glasses again. I can't imagine that. But at the end of the day, we all are spiritually blind. And we need God to do a little surgery and remove the cataract. Friend, listen, whatever it is that keeps you from seeing Jesus clearly today, drop it. Drop it away from your life, drop it away from your daily routine, and pick up Jesus and walk with him. He is the only way that you will find the peace, power, and direction that you're looking for in your life. So my friend, join me in this prayer. God, thank you that I can trust you, that I know that you can deliver me from spiritual blindness, just like you delivered Bartimaeus from his physical and spiritual blindness. And Lord, today I want to walk in deliverance with you. Would you give me clear vision that I might follow your footsteps and I might be able to see and hear your path for my life? And Jesus, I trust you in that. Amen. Friend, thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. I am so grateful you listen to these. Please share them with your friends, neighbors, family, your social media networks. God bless you. We'll see you back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.